Track 14, Pioneering Spirit. Meet Andrew Nelstrop, the man behind the award-winning English distillery, who is on a quest to create the world's best single malt whisky.
The award-winning English distillery, pioneer of modern English whisky, is celebrating its 18th year. Building a legacy with continuing integrity and a refusal to shift from the core values of the product, Andrew Nelstrop has brought to life his father's dream of creating the world's best single malt and continues to produce a whisky that people will want to drink. A drink that is as comforting as those sheepskin slippers on a winter's night in front of a roaring fire, and one that remains traditional to its roots. What inspired the founding of the English distillery, and what was the vision behind creating England's first single malt whisky, the first in over 100 years, and now a household leader in the market?
My father, James Nelstrop, was born into a farming family in Lincolnshire and became a professional businessman and farmer with a desire to explore. As a young family, we emigrated to Australia for a few years of farming before returning to take on a farm here in Rowdham. For as long as I can recall, it was a dream of my father to have a distillery of his own. And when he turned 60 and retired in 2005, we agreed it was time. We had our own building company and we had the available land, so we set to build it.
The distillery opened in 2007. It's clear that you are dedicated to producing a quality product and that you value the team you have. There's a sense of it being a trusted family with masses of expertise. Have these values always been at the heart of what you do?
Absolutely. We're a relatively small team of 23, many of which are part-time. 7 or 8 are normally on-site all the time. And when you're that size, it does feel more like a family. A lot of the team have been here for a very long time, and they're fantastic. The tour guides have extensive knowledge about the whisky and a natural passion for the product. People who come along and want to work here tend to have an interest in whisky and the process of distilling or in making something.
The English distillery has earned a reputation globally. Not only the first registered whisky distillery in England for over a century, but also winning the 2024 World's Best Single Malt for the English Sherry Cask. Tell us more about what you think sets your brand aside from others.
I think some of it is luck, some foresight. Being the first English whisky distillery for over 100 years definitely gives us a degree of reputation, but you've got to do the job right as well. Being the oldest doesn't necessarily mean you're the best. We have to work at that. One of the primary differences between us and others is that we remain focused on the creation of world-class whisky. Until about 7 years ago, we didn't even have a single salesperson. It was only about a year after my father died in 2014 that we employed our first design agency. The first 10 years were all about making whisky, not really selling it. That's got to be the mindset, because you're making something that might not be sold for 50 years.
So it's less about the marketing and all about the product.
I think so. I see it less in the world of whisky, but certainly in white spirits. With quite a few of the well-known brands, it's about brand identity and launches by marketing teams, which might be fine for a product you can make today and sell tomorrow, but in the world of whisky, it's not going to work. It's a bit like farmers planting a wood. Generations one day will reap the benefits decades after the planting. So an integrity for the creation of the product must be at the core of it all.
Tell us more about the process of distilling.
Well, there is an argument that all spirits are perfectly good. Unlike wine, which can have good growing years and bad due to harvesting or climate, with spirits every drop is essentially perfect. It's the casks that give about 70% of the flavour as well as 100% of the colour. It's possible to ruin a spirit by putting it into non-perfect casks. If you look back through time, there are basically two types of whisky, unpeated and peated. The west coast of Scotland had peat fires, which the malted barley was dried over, and the east coast dried over wood. That's just down to what each area had available to them. These days, of course, we have far more routes available. We can simply make a phone call and order malting barley, peated or unpeated. The difference is like red and white wine. They're totally different products. What set us apart is, as unusual, is that we made both types. So in terms of taste, ours can vary so widely from one bottling to the next, and depending on what our customers' preference is.
So you stood out because you originally created these two variations of whisky, peated and unpeated. Tell us more about your hero products.
At any one time, we have three main products. We have an unpeated whisky, original, a peated one, which we named Smoky, and we have an unpeated one that's been in a sherry cask, which gives a completely different flavour to a bourbon cask. Our house style is quite a gentle, easy-to-consume whisky, which is deliberate. When we first started this, my father's intention was to be able to create a world-class single malt whisky that he could take round to anybody's house and drink with them.
That's lovely. Sticking to the integrity of your product and not playing around with it.
Yeah, there's a temptation to make weird and wacky products because they get press and attention, but people don't necessarily want to drink it. If you look at the world of gin in an awards category, you'll see that a judge has to taste hundreds of gins. So the only way they're going to remember one is by putting in, say, a massive spike of cardamom, which makes it stand out during the tasting. And it'll probably win because it's interesting and different. But it still might not be what people want to drink when they're at home. It's not about enormous notes of raspberries. It's not what we're interested in and never have been. We make a product that a whiskey drinker would be delighted to share with friends. Of course, we can add flavours with different casks, rum, wine, and so on. But that base whiskey is peated or unpeated. And over time, the core products change naturally. This year, we're launching an 18-year-old whisky, which tastes very different to our core range.
How do you drink your whisky? And how would you describe it in terms of its flavour?
A lot of whisky drinkers have a style they like. We can effectively meet each style in our whisky. Contentious as it may be, I'm a fan of water in whisky. You can drink it neat, but as I'm greedy, I want more than a shot or two, so I have a large glass with a good amount of water, which releases the aromas and flavours and gives you time to enjoy it. It's boring spending all evening with a finger of whisky while everyone else has a large glass of G&T. So this way you can enjoy a longer drink too.
Water? Is this room temperature, cold, with ice?
Some people will drink it with water, ice or Coke. It's up to them. If we're doing a formal tasting, we always have the whisky warm, room temperature, as well as warm water. Ice is a definite no. If you cool it down, it prevents all the aromas from bouncing around and changes the taste. Tasting and drinking are not remotely related. If you're at home, drink it however you like.
As pioneers of English whisky, your commitment to creative passion and tradition is clear. The Norfolk PX has won 3 stars at the 2025 Great Tastes Award, and the awards keep on coming. Well done.
Well, it's great. The Norfolk PX is gorgeous. It's from the aged Pedro Jimenez sherry, which we use to season our oak cask barrels. Our distillers created something really special with the creation of this liqueur, which is sweet and sumptuous with a nose of raisins, figs, dates and dark chocolate and honey. You can enjoy it on its own, over ice, or just pour it over your ice cream.
How do you engage with the local Norfolk community, whether through events, collaborations or supporting local producers?
When you've been somewhere long enough, these connections seem to happen naturally. We've got Burn Valley Vineyard wine casks, which we'll use for maturing whisky. We also collaborate on unique bottlings with Jarrell's and work closely with the Chestnut Group and Anglian Country Inns, ensuring staff are knowledgeable on not just our whisky, but all whisky. I'm keen to ensure that, as much as possible, what we use and buy is English and local. We welcome locals and visitors to the distillery all the time. Come and meet the team, book a tour, and sample our award-winning whisky.
Visit the English Distillery and see the bistro, lifestyle shop, and take a tour. Englishwhisky.co.uk